USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As early voting begins Saturday, New Yorkers have a critical chance to save their state by casting their vote for Representative Lee Zeldin. The New York Post has endorsed the Republican choice for governor and requesting New Yorkers send status quo Democrat Kathy Hochul packing. Elon Musk has officially completed his $44 billion deal to take over Twitter. Mr. Musk has now taken the company private and must answer to no one. Job one, cleaning house. He fired the social media company's chief executive officer, chief financial officer, its head of the legal policy, trust and safety, and their lawyers. Stockholders were paid $54.20 a share. Hawaii officials on the Big Island are warning residents that the world's largest active volcano, Mauna Loa, could erupt at any time. Scientists caution an eruption is not imminent, but they're on alert because of a recent spike in earthquakes at the volcano's summit. It would take just a few hours for lava to reach homes closest to the vents on the volcano, which last erupted in 1984. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles towards the sea on Friday in its first ballistic weapons launch in 2 weeks, as the U.S. military warned the North Korean regime that the use of any nuclear weapons would result in the end of that regime. South Korea's military said both missiles flew about 140 miles at a maximum altitude of 15 miles. The state of Maine has begun removing vulgarities from their vanity license plates. The state effectively eliminated its review process back in 2015, and any and everything was allowed on the car tags. The state began issuing recall letters this month. There's approximately 124,000 vanity plates on the roads in the Dirigo State. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1920 to 1938 Buffalo Nickel, a true American classic and one of the most iconic coins in history. It's been more than 80 years since the last Buffalo Nickel coin was struck. But now, for a limited time only, full 1 pound bags of original U.S. government struck Buffalo Nickels are being released to the public. That's right, you can own a full pound of 1920 to 1938 classic American Buffalo Nickel coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure a full pound of collector's-grade U.S. Buffalo Nickels struck during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $10 free with every order. Call now 1-800-895-7267 to secure your full pound bag of Buffalo Nickels before they're gone. 1-800-895-7267. That's 1-800-895-7267.
United States cybersecurity is front and center at a recent gathering.
Cyber Director Chris Ingalls and Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emergency Technology Ann Neuberger appeared at a Center for Strategic and International Studies event to discuss U.S. cybersecurity. Neuberger says a key challenge is to prioritize the many threats the country faces.
It's not correct to treat everybody and everything the same because there's a spectrum of risk, and we need to ensure that the security requirements match the risk in that area.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A police officer in Southern California was killed in an accidental shooting on Thursday afternoon. Colton Police Department announced the death of Officer Lorenzo Morgan. The department was very hush on the details surrounding his death and have not released any as of early Friday morning. After President Biden played the racist card in Georgia, saying voter laws in the Peach State were Jim Crow 2.0 and would suppress voter turnout, this midterm election has now revealed record numbers of voters being cast in Georgia. The official White House response to Biden getting it wrong.
High turnout and voter suppression can take place at the same time. They don't have to be, one doesn't have to happen on its own. They could be happening at the same time.
And a TGIF to you, my friend. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.